I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. We're digging out from a major winter storm in West Virginia, and it's making life rough on our feathered friends. We'll talk about backyard bird feeders on today's broadcast right after this. Rich Bailey, biologist at DNR, says birds could use a little love right now.
Yeah, they sure would. There's so much snow on the ground, they can't find as much food as they would normally find. Normally they look on the ground for seeds, and they're in shrubs for berries, and it's just harder all around for them to find what they're looking for. So any help they can get from folks putting up bird feeders would be great.
Bailey says while the DNR does discourage feeding most wildlife, birds are a different matter. They don't cause near the nuisance problems that other wildlife creates when they become accustomed to being hand-fed. But he says they do try to discourage the feeding of non-natives, starlings, and sparrows. But how do you have a bird feeder and keep certain birds away?
The way you get around that is the type of bird feeder you have, and it's also the type of bird food you're putting out for the birds. If you start with bird food, if you're putting out these typical canary seed mixes, the house sparrows love to come and get that food. What we recommend DNR is putting out sunflower seeds, specifically black oil sunflower seeds. House sparrows seem to avoid that, and the wild birds love to get it. If you take a look at the starlings, starlings will come if you have bird seeds scattered all around on the ground, or you have these big platform feeders. But again, the starlings aren't going to really go after that black oil sunflower seed as much as they might go after, you know, the kind of the cracked corn mixes and this other stuff that you can buy.
As for the type of feeder, he recommends a long cylinder with a rail on the bottom. Bailey says it's possible other wildlife could also come to your feeder, and you can take evasive action.
If you've got unwanted wildlife coming to your feeders, is to set them down, is to take those feeders down for a couple weeks, let the nuisance wildlife get used to the bird feeder not being there, and then try putting it back up and see if that works. You know, and again, if you got a problem with squirrels, my wife and I had a problem with squirrels at our house, and we bought this great bird feeder called the Squirrel Buster, and the squirrel gets on the feeder, but again, this little trigger mechanism drops down, and all of a sudden the squirrel can't get to the bird seed.
Watching birds is a great pastime on a snow day, and the feeder can draw them in close. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.